Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All right, Limits, I'm told that Andrew Lindberg, our social media man, just came in and said he has a Adam Schefter clip on Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, this is with Ty Schmidt. This is from The Pod.
Who Ty Schmidt is, and it doesn't matter.
No, he's from the McAfee clan, and this is what Schefter had to say.
What is going on in Pittsburgh right now?
Well, here's what I would say. Again, as we tape this Tuesday morning, I think we are entering the critical stretch for Aaron Rodgers' final decision about whether or not to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I say that because of this tie. The Pittsburgh Steelers' voluntary offseason workout program begins next week. And if Aaron Rodgers decides that he wants to play in Pittsburgh with new teammates, new receivers, new coaches, in a new offense in a new city, I would think that he would want to be there, boots on the ground, from day one of the offseason program so he could be on the field. Now, he could put this off more and wait longer. Sure, he could do that. It's not like it's a hard deadline. But if you're going to be going into a new situation, don't you want to give yourself the best chance to get acclimated to everybody and everything within your power when the offseason workout program begins? And don't you want to be there for the entire offseason program, unless you have some trip planned to Egypt or the Middle East or some other trip that we don't know about? So to me, we're entering a period here over the next week where I kind of think that we might hear something from Aaron Rodgers. The Pittsburgh Steelers might be the single most intriguing team to watch. Here's a team that traded its second round draft pick for Pro Bowl wide receiver DK Metcalf. The Steelers don't have a two. They have holes and needs to address, and they need to figure out who's going to be playing quarterback. So ideally, you'd like to get an answer from Aaron Rodgers before the draft begins so you could begin to move forward. Can you imagine what it would be like right now to be a coach on the Pittsburgh Steelers staff when you're trying to basically get your offense ready for the start of your offseason program? And you don't know whether that offense is going to include Aaron Rodgers or not. You're going to have one offense that's dictated for Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson, the two quarterbacks currently on your roster, plus whoever you might draft in the draft. And then you're going to have another offense in the event that Aaron Rodgers tells you, yes, I'm going to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So this is tough on the coaches. This is tough on the front office. This is tough on all the Steelers fans who have been waiting for an answer, but we are entering a critical period for the Pittsburgh Steelers and their fans.
He left us hanging there. And their fans what? At the end, it doesn't matter. I'm not sure about all that. I don't know how critical it is to be there for OTAs, which begin next week. I mean, like he sort of alluded to, this guy was in Egypt for mandatory OTAs or whatever it is, mini camp, with the Jets last year. So when he says, hey, if you were going to a new team, wouldn't you want to be there for every bit of the offseason? No, not really, if I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'll get there eventually. I don't know. And then the idea of, you know, having different offenses, you're going to have that anyway. There's no possible way, depending on if you're going to draft somebody, that you have everything set anyway. You might have to tailor things to whoever you draft. So I don't know about all that. I think regardless of whether OTAs start next week, however, we have to be getting close to a decision because the draft, isn't that the bigger event next week than OTAs?
A little bit.
So I imagine, yeah, we probably are getting close to a decision here. I just don't know if you're Rodgers that decision has anything to do with, my God, I better get there for those first days of OTAs so I can throw to 8-string receivers. I don't know. Not for me. No.
No, I don't either. And I could see if Rodgers is not signed by that first or second day of the draft, they do have a little bit more of a sense of urgency to draft a quarterback, whether it just be even somebody who's a depth piece to fill in and back up Mason or to Will Howard. Maybe they think he can be the guy.
Maybe that. But if I'm set on a guy in the draft, like if they're set on a first-round guy, right. I don't think it makes any difference if Rodgers is
No, it won't. More so if you just want to fill out the quarterback room. Like if you are still not entirely sure if Rodgers is going to sign, that's where you might end up taking a flyer on Will Howard or Shuck in the fifth round.
There's going to be plenty of intrigue. I'll say that. He is right about that. That for the second straight offseason, the Steelers are a definite team of intrigue. I mean, everywhere you look, we have two big TVs in here, and every time I look up, somebody's talking about the Steelers. So give them that much. They are a hot topic.
Oh, they're relevant, but relevance is a good thing, but depending on how important the relevance is. And what I mean by that is, like, are we talking about something that's going to make you a Super Bowl contender? No, they're just in the news. And you know what it kind of reminds me of? The Cowboys a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's...
Doesn't it? Like,
I mean, the Steelers, for whatever they aren't these days, are still a top brand.
Right.
They're still a flagship franchise in the NFL that people love to debate about. They love to talk about. They're still that, for sure.
But just like Dallas, they're a big brand that hasn't done anything in the last 10 years, that is still just treading water and thinking that they're a Super Bowl contender, when in reality, they're not.
And that was the storyline that we were talking about going into their game last year, was here's two gigantic brands in the NFL who don't win big games anymore. Longer for the Cowboys than the Steelers. That doesn't mean it hadn't been long for the Steelers. They just don't win big games anymore.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.